Hi everyone, and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 689. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at rabbiyismach@take10fortorah.org. Today's class is sponsored by the Luxembourg family, Le'ilui Nishmas, Yitzchak Yehuda ben Avraham. May the Torah we learn be Le'ilui Nishmas so. So today I wanted to talk about an idea, which isn't necessarily from this week's parasha, but is a very important principle generally in halacha, in hashkafa, and in how we treat other people. So the pasuk says, Lefnei iver lo sitein michshol v'yareis, before a blind person, one should not put a stumbling block. Be a race melekecha and fear your God, Ani Hashem, because I am God. Now, what exactly does the pasuk mean? I think it's pretty simple what the pasuk means. Generally, it's understood: don't put stumbling blocks in front of blind people. I mean, that would be the most mean and vile prank we could possibly imagine. But the question is, what else does that mean? And we find this to be understood because there are many other psukim in the Torah that say you should not oppress the vulnerable and do terrible things to them. What does this come to teach? So many understand that this comes to teach another two or maybe possibly three separate ideas on top of just the actual putting of a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Number one, the blind person might just mean the conceptually blind, meaning a person who doesn't know something, a person who doesn't know how to make a moral decision or a mitzvah decision properly. I should not put a stumbling block in front of them. Or maybe a person who's going to generally make a life decision. I shouldn't put a stumbling block in front of their life decision. They're blind in some way. They're missing some piece of information that I am coming in to fill. Make sure that that information is not going to cause them to stumble. So we have a bunch of different examples of the first category of sin, lifnei iver, that I cannot cause somebody to sin, found all throughout the Gemara. We have the idea that a person who is a nazir, right, so can't drink any wine, that's the law, they adopted it on themselves, etc., but they can't have any wine. So now, can you pass that person a wine, a cup of wine, when the person asks you for a glass? So the answer is no. Otherwise, it's lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. There's another halacha, many others like this, where we're concerned that you putting a person in a situation is going to cause them to sin or to be fast and loose with their own morals and character. So, for example, a person's not supposed to give out a loan with no witnesses because it becomes way too easy for the person to deny that the loan was given. We have don't buy shearings or any sort of wool or milk from a shepherd because, you know, there's a decent chance the shepherds who's shepherding other people's cattle might take from that person. There's a decent possibility. You should not entrust an animal to a shepherd, the Gemara says, if there's a strong possibility that that shepherd is going to go and graze in another person's field. Don't make it easier, available for a person to do the wrong thing. Now, there's a very important caveat to this idea of lifnei iver when it comes to causing others to sin, and that is that it's only an issue when you are their only opportunity to sin. And so the Gemara talks about a situation where the only way for the nazir, for example, to get the wine is using you. If that's the case, then you are prohibited from providing the nazir with the wine because they have no other way to get it otherwise. If there are other ways for the person to get it, then it becomes something less. It's not necessarily lifnei iver at all. It might not be a problem at all because the person's going to go into some other store or going to get it some other way. The fact that you're the one who provided it isn't necessarily a problem. So that's the first category, we'll call it, of lifnei iver, which is lifnei iver, do not put the stumbling block in front of a person, a morality stumbling block in front of a person, a sin that they might do. The other important area of lifnei iver is don't give advice. A person's missing guidance. They don't know what to do in a particular situation, and you guide them specifically, and the Sifra, for example, uses the language as follows. The person is a summa bedavar. They are blind in regard to a particular issue. Hayinota mimcha etza. They get advice from you. So if so, al titen lo etza shena hogenes lo. Don't give them advice that's not best for them. Meaning, al tomar lo mecharis sadcha. Don't go and suggest, you know, you're looking for capital, you're looking to buy something, a car, so you should sell your field. Where you really have the intention to get the person to sell their field because you would like to purchase that field. Do not do such a thing. So in the area of advice, that also is lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. Do not advise a person improperly. Now, this is very different, right? Because we might know that human judgment is when it comes to sin, that if I put the thing in front of them, you know, we are all inclined to follow our desire and to maybe take the easy way out. But, you know, when you give advice, so advice is something which take it or leave it. I mean, why am I suddenly the big wise man who's going to provide you with the advice that you're definitely going to take? You know, you can Google it. You can get all sorts of information from all kinds of sources. So why should I be the one who is considered to be on the hook for this? Like, how could this be included? And yet, interestingly, we see that it is. The Sefer HaChinuch explains, he says, the root of this mitzvah, particularly relating to advice, is ki tikkun ha'olam v'yeshuvahu, establishing a world and settling it, requires lahajach b'nei adam v'laseis lahem b'chol maseyem etza tova, to provide people with advice. You have to be able to rely on other people. We learn another thing from here as well. You know, the world is built on we being able to get guidance, advice from the experience, the life experience, and from the knowledge, the objectivity of others. And we have to be able to rely on that information. And Lifnei Iver requires that the person who is providing that information take that role with extreme seriousness. And so we cannot cause that stumbling block for a person even with guidance. You'll say, oh, who cares about guidance? No, no, no. Guidance is something which is assumed that society will rely upon. Everybody needs guidance, and we have to be able to trust the sources of where we are receiving that guidance to make sure that it's delivered with integrity and the best of judgment. And so the pasuk says, Ar mashki iver bederech v'amar kol ha'am amen. One of the curses that's provided for in Devarim refers to a person who misdirects a person along the way. And so this is not necessarily the physical trip. I'm misdirecting you, and now your whole life, your whole journey is headed in a different direction. It could be that the advice might be much more harmful than an actual just momentary sin or a momentary lapse. So we talk about this in Yo'atznu Ra, right? We have this al-chait, where we clap, we beat our chests on Yom Kippur. Yo'atznu Ra, perhaps we gave good advice. And so the pasuk tells us, V'yareisim elokecha, I'm sorry, we gave bad advice. And then the pasuk tells us, V'yareisim elokecha ani Hashem, what is this reminder that we are supposed to be fearing God? The reminder is all about the fact that we might tell ourselves, you know, really, yeah, it's good for me, it's good for him, and it's good for us both. And we might not be so objective about the advice that we're giving, and we have to be extra careful, because V'yareisa melokecha ani Hashem, God knows our intent. And we have to be very, very clear about what our intention is. Is our advice self-serving? We need to be able to plausibly deny any sort of self-interest and at a level where God would confirm that we were not particularly selfishly providing the guidance. And so we have the Pele Yoyetz, who talks about the importance of having somebody to be miyaitz with, to get advice from. Tovim hashnayim min ha'echa, the Pasuk in Kohelet says, it's better to have two than one. Even God, when he creates man, uses the expression, Nase Adam Bitzalmedu, let us make man. Who's he talking to? So Rashi says he's talking to the angels, and he checks with the angels because it teaches you that that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to check with people, even those who are lower with you. But there's another insight here, that we're supposed to check with people. We should get, you know, a sounding board. People who we trust in our lives, people who we think are intelligent, smart, wise, have the life experience, the fairness, the objectivity to be able to assist us. And so Lifnei Iver actually reminds us of our responsibility as that advisor, but also reminds us that we are supposed to seek such advisors, and that is a part of what living looks like. The altar of Kelm was once approached to somebody, asked him for an eitz, asked him for advice, and he said, come to me after Maariv, because actually every single day in Maariv it says, V'saknenu be'etza tova mufanecha, in the bracha of Hashkivenu, we ask that God provide us with eitza tova. We want to be able to advise, to have the right eitza, to have the right advice ourselves, and to be able to advise others as well. Perhaps the furthest extension of Lifnei Iver is in a piece by Nechama Leibowitz. She writes, and this is maybe a big chiddush, she says, but the Torah teaches us that even by sitting at home doing nothing, by complete passivity and divorcement from society, one cannot shake off responsibility for what is transpiring in the world at large, for the iniquity, violence, and evil there. By not protesting, by not marking graves, that's another area of Lifnei Iver, and danger spots, you have become responsible for any harm arising therefrom, and have violated the prohibition, thou shalt not put a stumbling block before the blind. So perhaps, number one is, don't cause people to sin. Number two is, don't give people bad advice, self-serving advice, or bad advice generally. But there's another idea. We should be worrying about all of the stumbling blocks out there in the world. We should take responsibility for the general welfare of the world, for the weak, for the vulnerable, for the helpless, for those who might need our help. We should be scanning the world for the opportunities to remove stumbling blocks from others. That's the extent and the expanse of this incredible pasuk. Have a great, great day.